99.7 DJX. Good morning, Ben Davis, Kelly K Show. All right, setting the bar stories, Kelly.
Examples of what not to do or situations we hope you don't find yourself in.
Look, if you've had a bottle of Perrier recently, a little bit of that spicy water, and you thought, tastes a little like crap. Well, if you can manage to make it through the day without having to recall millions of bottles of Perrier because they were contaminated with poo, you're doing okay.
Oh, come on, you're talking about poo Perrier?
Yes. Now listen, now Perrier's parent company, Nestle, hasn't necessarily gone into specifics, but they say more than likely you don't have any of this, but it seems that one of their wells that they've been getting the delicious Perrier from over there in France for over 100 years.
What?
Yeah, that's a thing.
Has been found
to have, I guess, been contaminated with some sort of like fecal bacteria. So as a precaution,
how long has it been contaminated, do they think, if they've been digging from the getting from this well for many, many years, centuries, whatever?
Yeah, I don't know. Good question. But they say that the region had a lot of heavy rains last month, and that may have had something to do with it. But the well is being reinforced, and they will resume everything at an appropriate time, and everything should be fine.
Just pour out the poo Perrier for now.
Yeah, the poo Perrier, which, you know, Perrier is good. A little sparkling water. I mean, you know, hey, at least you know with this that you're actually getting it from a well in France.
Yes, that is authentic.
As opposed to a hose out back behind some warehouse in San Antonio.
That'd probably be cheaper, though.
maybe.
They need to do some cost cutting.
So again, if you can manage to make it through the day without having to recall millions of bottles of Perrier because it's now poo Perrier, then you're doing okay.
Could you imagine the meetings that probably had to happen?
Yeah.
The person that kind of made the discovery, like, uh-oh.
Yeah, so here's the thing. Yeah, right?
Yeah.
All right, there you go. That is your Setting the Bar story on 99.7 JX.
This ain't Texas. Ain't no hold'em. Hey. So lay our cards down, 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 down. So park your Lexus. Take it to the floor now. Woo! There's a tornado. In my city. In the basement. That ain't pretty. Rugged whiskey. We're surviving. A break of kisses. Sweet redemption. Passing time, yeah. Ooh. One step to the right. Thank you. to the floor now. Ooh. And I'll be damned if I cannot dance with you. Baby, pour that sugar and liquor on me too.
It's Ben and Kelly. Good morning. 99.7 EJX. Do you ever wash new clothes, like brand spanking new from the package or from the store before you wear them?
It depends on what it is. Underwear, yes. If it's like a shirt, maybe not.
Okay. I think it's pretty split there was a Reddit poll that asked that very question. Do you wash newly bought clothes before wearing them? And 51% said no, 49% said yes, and some were even saying they do because of an episode of House where apparently some kid almost died because he didn't wash his jeans and the dye from the ink like had chemicals that made him sick.
What?
Yeah, right?
I missed that episode, and I watched that show religiously.
Yeah, so I don't know if that's some far-fetched thing that could barely ever happen, but apparently it's enough to cause people to make sure that they wash their stuff. Now, I would say if I get it used, definitely. I'm definitely going to wash it. If I get it new, I don't necessarily think I ever wash it.
I feel like there's a difference if you're ordering it from like an online store and it comes in a like the sealed package and everything, then you know no one else has tried it on. But if it's at a store, it could have been tried on by somebody.
Yeah. Yeah. Still, I don't think
so. You're not washing it?
I don't think I do. I don't think I wash even underwear. I like it like crisp out of the package.
You don't wash your underwear?
Ain't got time for that. Keeps it nice and fresh and crisp.
You probably should.
Well, maybe. Hey, look.
Again, I've
made it this far in life.
Okay. So they're probably toughened up.
Yeah. I've toughened the boys up. Yep,
okay,
they know.
That's great.
All right, it's 99.7 DJX. Getting into the important topics here this morning on 99.7 DJX.
Every time the sun goes down, I let you take control. I can feel the paradise before my world implodes. And tonight had something wonderful. My bad habits lead to late. To what?